left is Daf Nun Zayin, until we got to the last few lines of Nun Vav Amun Beis. The Gemara had been discussing the various opinions of the Sheh Mitzvah B'nei Noach. We saw there's machlokas of what the mitzvahs were, what the various limudim were, the sources were for the Sheh Mitzvah B'nei Noach. So if you look up five lines from the bottom of Nun Vav Amun Beis, the Gemara says, Kiman Ozla, who is the following statement go like? Hod Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, that Rav says, Elokim ani lo sikaluluni, that I'm your God, don't curse me. That's Megadif. Elokim ani lo samiruni, I'm their God and don't rebel against me. Or that Rashi explains refers to don't worship of the Zara, only me. And Elokim ani yehemara alechem, I should have the fear of me should be upon you. Rashi explains as a reference to the dinim. So who's the one who holds that these three of Megadif and of the Zara and dinim? That is the opinion of Kiman Ki Yesh Omrim. That's the Yesh Omrim that we saw at the end of yesterday's daf. Satana de Bei Menashe. Bei Menashe had a different sheet of what the Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach were. He said that we bring in Sirus V'Kalayim are part of the Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach, and he removes Dinim and Birchas Hashem. So Gemara wants to know, Tana de Bei Menashe, his Shita, E Darish V'Yitzav, if V'Yitzav is the source that we learned yesterday, V'Yitzav Hashem Elokim Al Adam Lemor, that was the source of the Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach, that's the source. So then, Afil Hal Nachnami, so how come he doesn't learn like the other opinions, and that Birchas Hashem is included in the word Hashem, and that Dinim is included in the word Elokim? So if that's the source, so he should have the same seven as everybody else. If he doesn't learn the drash of Vayitzav, so hanim menale, then how does he know what's the source for the Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach? So the Gemara says, liolam lo darish Vayitzav. He doesn't learn from this pasuk. And he says, hani kol chadev v'chadev ape nafshik siva. Each of the Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach of B'nei Menashe's, his list, is all learned from a separate source. And the Gemara is going to go through each one now, how he knows. So avodah zara of the Gilei Raya, how does he know those are two of the seven? Says the Gemara on the top of Nun Zayin, Dichsiv, the Pasuk says, regards to Bnei Noach, Vatishaches Haaretz Lefnei Elokim, and the Pasuk goes on to say, Vatimalei Haaretz Chamas, referring to the times of the Mabul. So Vatishaches, Vatana Debei Rabbi Shmuel, that Lashon of Hashchas is Komakum Shenema Hashchas. Whenever Hashchas, a destruction, that term is used, Eino Ela Dvar Erva, Vavodas Kochavim. It's a reference to these two Isurim. That was the downfall of the Mabul. So from the fact that they were punished for violating these two averos, tells us that they are commanded to keep these two averos. So how do you know that Hashchas is a reference to Erva and Avodas Kochavim? Davar Erva, the Gemara says, Shenemar, it says, Ki Hishchis Kol Barsar Es Darcho. Each person had caused this destruction. Rashi explains, look at the top Rashi here. Ki Hishchis Kol Barsar Es Darcho La'aretz. They all destroyed their derech. Gila Rayas Dichsiv Derech Gever Ba'alma. Somehow the Lashon HaDerech is a reference to Erva. And it called it Hashchasa, destruction. So whenever Erva is used, when Erva is violated, it's called Hashchasa. And then the Gemara says, Avodas Kochavim is also called Hashchasa. The Pasuk says, Pentashchisun Vasisim Vegomer. Lest you destroy and you make, the Pasuk goes on to say, Vasisim Lechem Pesel Tunas Kol. So creating idols or worshipping Avodah Zarah is also called Hashchasa. So that's the first source that of Ben Noach. The fact that the Mabul came about because of these two violations indicates that they have to keep these two. So that's two of the seven. V'idach. So what about the other Pinul Yesai who learned Vayitzav Hashem as the source of Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach? So what does he do with the pasuk about Tashcheis Ha'aretz Lefnei Elokim? So the response is, V'idach Orchayot Dekamigali. The Torah is just telling us a story. What happened? Not telling us that Vatishachesa Arich is the source of Avodah Zarah and Gilei Raos, rather that's the Mises, Sipur Dvar Ba'alma. Fine. So what about Shvichas Damim? How does Tana de Bei Menashe know that Shvichas Damim is also one of the Sheva Mitzvos? Dichsiv, it says with regards to Noach, Shofech Dam Ha'adam V'gomer, spilling the blood of a person, so that's a reference to Shvichas Damim. V'idach, the one who learned Vayitzav as the source, what does he do with the pasuk of Shofech Dam Ha'adam? Idach Kalayuhu Timigale. It's just telling us about which onesh a person will get for the violation of Shvichas Damim. I mean, we learn the source of Shvichas Damim from the Pasuk Vayitzav, but this Pasuk Shofech Dam Ha'adam, the Pasuk goes on to say is, Ba'adam Damo Yishafech, that this person should have his blood spilled for killing someone else. But this second Pasuk is just telling us the onesh, but it's not the source of the Azhara, according to the other opinions. So right now, for Tana de Bei Menashe, we have three of the sources. What about Gezel? Like the vegetables of the grass is out there, the sada I'm giving to you as kol. You could eat from it. So what do you learn from kiyarek esev? So the Gemara says, "V'amar Rabbi Levi, kiyarek esev v'lo kiyarek gina." You're allowed to eat from yarek that's in the esev. That's referring to the sada that's open, that's hefker, that's permitted to you. But that which is in someone's gina, someone's garden, someone's backyard, that's off limits. So we learn from here a reference to gezela. So the idach, the one who learns vayitzav as the source of the sheva mitzvahs, what does he learn from the pasuk kiyarek esev? So Gemara says, idach hahu lemishre basar hu da'asa. It's telling us that up until this pasuk, Adam was not allowed to eat any basa. He couldn't eat meat. This pasuk, when Noah comes out of the teva, the pasuk says, I read the whole thing on the side here, Koremes asher hu chay lachem. Anything that's alive, yela achla should eat it. You're allowed to eat it. Kiyarek esev nasati lachem eskol. That the animals are going to be permitted to you, just like vegetables are permitted to you as well. It was a heter for eating basa, but the dig wasn't to be made of Asa versus Gina. That wasn't the diak, according to the other Mandamar. So anyways, we have the fourth source now for Gezel, for Tanud Bei Menashe. What about Aver Menachai? How do we know that's Asa? What's his source? He doesn't learn Vayitzav. Dichsiv Ach Basar Benafsho Damo Lo Sochelu. The Basar in a Nefesh who has Dama. Nefesh that's still alive, you shouldn't eat. So it seems like a very clear pasuk of Aver Menachai's Asa to Ben Noach. So Idach, what is the other pinions who learn Vayitzav as the source? What do they do with this pasuk? Idach hahu l'mishrei shrotzim hu da'asa. It's coming to tell me that you're allowed to eat shrotzim. How are you allowed to eat shrotzim? So Rashi explains here. Look at Rashi l'mishra shrotzim. Around halfway down the narrow lines, it's permitting eating shrotzim for the non-Jews. Mishum shehu taru be'ever menachai ma'achal tochel. We already learned the iser achal tochel. You can't eat ever menachai. So asa. Haikra, this pasuk comes. L'mishrei ever menachai b'shrotzim. But you are allowed to eat Eiver Menachai from a Sheretz. What's the drasha? B'halchi Dashina, we're going to see later on in the parak, Daf Nintes, Osa Basa Shikari Damo B'Nefesh, only that Basa that's called Damo B'Nefesh, where there's blood in the Nefesh, V'Basa Kari Basa, and the flesh is called Basa, only that, Dahainu, Damo Chalak Mi Bizarro, only a creature whose blood and flesh are separate from each other, Asarna L'chu B'Eiver Menachai, is it forbidden to eat Eiver Menachai? But v'lo b'shrotzim, when it comes to shrotzim, she'ein dama kari nefesh. Their dam is not called nefesh, ela harehu ki besaro. I don't know the metziah so much, but a sheretz, the blood is the flesh. It's one and the same. There's no distinction. I don't know, again, metziah, what that really means. But therefore, when it says there's an iser not to eat, the iser a'ivim rechai only applies to something that dam v'nefesh are separate. But we can infer from that the dam, rather, Eivim Nechai from a sheret is going to be permitted. So that's what the other opinions think you learn from this pasuk. But for Tanit Bei Menashe, right now we have five of the sources. So what about the sixth and seventh? So remember, Tanit Bei Menashe argues that he doesn't include dinim, nor does he include birchas Hashem. He includes siris, which is sterilizing an animal or a person, and kalayim. So what are the sources of these isurim? So Gemara explains. Siris dichsiv shartzu ba'aretz v'rabu ba, to be able to procreate, and the animals continue to have more. But if you're going to sterilize them, obviously they can't have it. You're going to violate the obligation of shartzu ba'aretz v'rabu ba. So therefore, siris is asur. V'idach, what do the other opinions do with this pasuk? Lebracha ba'alma, it's giving a bracha that we should be zochah to have many, many animals across the world, but not to tell me any mitzvah or iser for benach. And the final source for Tana Debe Menashe is Kalayim. And Dichsiv Me'a'of L'Mineyu, that each bird has to be their own type. You can't crossbreed the different birds or the different animals. That's the seventh Isser, seventh Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. What does the other opinion do with this pasuk? V'idach Hahu L'Tzavsa Ba'alma. L'Tzavsa means to like hang out, be accompanied. So it's just saying that each bird should hang out with its own type of bird. Not talking about there's an Isser to crossbreed them, but that each bird has their own group and their own nests and their own families, and not to mix and match. So that's Tana Debei Menashe. Mar now quotes another opinion, Amar of Yosef, Amrei Beirav, Al Shalosh Mitzvos Ben Noach Nerak. He felt that only three of the mitzvos would a Ben Noach get killed on, but the other four he would not get killed. The simon is Gesher, a bridge. That's the simon. So what are the three? Al Gilei Raios, Al Shvichas Damim, Val Birchas Hashem. These are the three Yisurim. So Maskev Rav Sheshet asks, Bishma Shvichas Damim, I get why Shvichas Damin deserves a death penalty. And it goes on to say that the blood of that person, the murderer, should be killed as well. How do you know that Gilai Raios and Birchas Hashem also deserve a death penalty? If you're learning from Shvichas Damim as a model, as a binyan av, so that just like this one of the Shav Mitzvahs have a Nerag, so to the other two, well, afilu kulonami. So then why limit it to only those two? All the other ones should also deserve a death penalty, Dinum and Gezel and Avram and Achai. So Shvichas Damim isn't being used as a binyan av, because then you can't, how do you draw the line? Ella, e, nami, mishum disrabe, miish ish, avodus kochavim, nami israbe, miish ish. If it's because of Ishish, it says in the Pasuk with regards to, which one is this? Let's see, test. Ishish al elkol she'er bisaro lo sikuru legalos erva. It says with regards to Gilai Raios, Ishish, that comes to include not only a Jew, but even a non-Jew. So in that case, even Avodah Zarah says Ishish as well. But he didn't have Avodah Zarah on this list here of deserving death penalty. So it can't be from the drash of Ishish. So what's the source that these three are getting death penalties? So Ella Amar of Sheshes Amri Beirav Al Arba Mitzvahs Ben Noach Nerag. No, you're right. Actually, he's going to expand the list to four, and he adds in the Avodas Kochavim. So now we have Ishish is really the source again. Shvichas Damim is because the pasuk says Shofech Dam HaAdam, and when it comes to Gilai Raios, Birchas Hashem Avodah Zarah, it says Ishish in those psukim to include that a non-Jew gets killed in those as well. But Gezel Dinim and Avram and Achai don't have a drasha, so a Ben Noach doesn't get killed. So the Gemara challenges this last one. Is it true, Val Avodas Kochavim Ben Noach Nerag? Is it Ben Noach really killed for worshipping Avodah Zarah? V'hatani, the Raita says, Avodas Kochavim Dvarim Shebezdin Sheisom Amisin Aleim. If it's something that we were to do and we would be killed for doing it as a Jew, so then Ben Noach Muzalein Azhara in Misalau. Ben Noach would only get an Azhara, which means a warning, which is typically Malkos, but they wouldn't get killed. So comes Avodah Zarah, they don't get killed, they only get an Azhara. So the Gemara says a famous line, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Azarasa Shalahen, Azara Shalahen Zuhi Misasam. Whenever they're warned, that is equal to them being warned and being killed. Their Azhara is death for them. So anything that they're warned on, they're going to get death. Now, of course, the question is going to be, what about the other ones as well? Those are also Azharas. Why are they not being killed on Avram and Achai, and Nedinim, and on Gezel? I'm not sure. Look at Rashi for a second. Rashi says two wide lines down, Azhara shalahem kolomar kol azhara detana tana gavi b'nei Noach. Anything taught an azhara by ben Noach, zuhi misasan shalahem. That means they're going to be killed for this violation. Delo daik b'hu tana lemisne misa gavi chayvim misas v'azhara b'shein b'misa k'legavi Yisrael. With regards to Yisrael, we know there are different levels, different tiers. So we're medayik for there's certain things for Jews that you get an azhara for where there's no misa, and there are certain things you get misa for. So the Gemara is medayik. This is misa. This is an azhara. But there is no such breakdown when it comes to Ben Noach, and therefore using the word Azhara versus Misa is all interchangeable. It really means the same exact thing. But what about the question of why doesn't Rav Yosef hold you get Misa for the other three as well, in light of this concept?
Maybe it's the combination of it saying Ish, where it's like a Mephorish. Are we still going that?
Uh-huh.
It said Ish.
Or we could be. So I get, maybe you're right. Maybe the point says Ishish, but the Brisa, we're just trying to figure out the Brisa. The Brisa seems inconsistent with the Ishish, so we're just reinterpreting the Brisa. Whenever the Brisa uses Azhara, it really means Misa.
But let's say, by us, Saris is not Chayav Misa.
According to this opinion, correct. But does the Brisa ever use the word Azhara regarding Saris?
By Yid.
That's true.
So then there is no limit because he's saying that
you. Yeah. No, but this Bryce was only, it says, Bavodas Chochavim, in the world of Avodah Zarah, Dvarim Shebezdin Sheisrael Mamisin. Yeah, so it doesn't have any proofs elsewhere. Lemaisa, we hold that they are Chai Misa for all the seven mitzvahs. This is just in the world of Rav Yosef, who felt it only was limited to four of them. That's the Shiloh. So I guess maybe Adam's right. It's only based on the Pasuk of Ishish right now. And the only question was a textual question based on a Brisa that used the Lashon Azhara as opposed to Misa. And the Gemara says, no, even when the Brisa used Azhara, it really means Misa. All right, let's see weiter. Gemara now says, Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, V'chula Tamidei, the Rav, all his Tamidim, a Rav, Amri al sheva mitzvahs benoach nairag. And that's how he passing that. They're chayiv misa on all, violation of all seven mitzvahs. So the Gemara says, Gali rachmana b'chadev hu adin l'chulu. It's taught us by one case, by the case of shvichas damim, and that was served as a model for all other, the other six mitzvahs. The Gemara says, is it really true? V'al gezel ben noach nerag? The guy steals, he killed the ben noach. V'al tani, the Raisa says, al ha-gezel. What's an example of gezel? So it tells us, a ganav, the gezel, v'chein nifas torar, v'chein kiyotzi behen. In other similar cases, kusi b'kusi, and kusi b'yisrael, aser, v'yisrael b'kusi, mutter. Fine, so these are different examples of what's under gezelah. There's of Azrayu. These are extensions of Gzela. Of robbing, even though you rob in the middle of the night. Gzela is really when you openly steal something. Geneva is when you hide out, you sneak into someone's home. Yifas Torah is taking someone's wife from a non-Jewish wife. So these are examples. So then we say, a kusi b'kusi again, v'kusi b'Yisrael's aser. Kusi kills another, rather steals from another kusi. Or a kusi steals from a yid, it's aser. A Yisrael, however, who steals from a kusi is mutter. So this is a whole discussion whether Gnevas Akum is permitted or not. We paskin it's Aser, whether Derais or Derban, we certainly say it's Aser. Taos Akum, the Gemara says, is Mutter, but still nonetheless we say one should return the money anyways because of Chil Hashem. Fine. But what's the Raya from here? V'im Isa Nisne Chayiv, if it's really true, we should say a Kusi Bakusi, a Kusi Bisrael should be Chayiv, not Aser. Aser implies it's Aser, but there's no Misa. It should say he's Chayiv Misa. So from the fact that the Raya doesn't say he's Chayiv for Gzela tells us that it's no chiyuv misa for gzela. Gemara says no. Mishum de kabai lemisnei seifa. Since they had to teach in the seifa that Yisrael b'kusi's mutter, that Yisrael is allowed to steal from a kusi. So to be consistent, tana v'ereisha aser. Because mutter and aser are opposites. Mutter and chayiv are not opposites. So therefore, to be consistent with the language of mutter v'aser, it taught the first the ereisha also in the terms of aser. But ein hachanami, there's a chiyuv misa for a stealing for a benach. Gemara now asks on this klal, v'ha kol hecha de islei chiyuva misnei katani? Is it true whenever there's a chiyuv misa, the braisa always tells you that there's a chiyuv misa? The katani reisha al shvichas damim kusi b'kusi v'kusi b'yisrael chayev. Whenever there's a need to teach me the chiyuv misa, the braisa is not shy to say it. And the raya is, it says with regards to shvichas damim, a kusi kills another kusi. Or a kusi who kills a Yisrael, it says a chayev. V'Yisrael b'kusi pater, and a Yisrael kills a non-Jew is pater. So how come the Braisa didn't teach the same lashon chay pater? Why did it have to teach mutter and aser? The Gemara says, Hasam heicha lisnei, because there by the case of shvichas damim, how could it teach it? Lisnei aser mutter. Why didn't it say aser mutter? V'hatanya kusi v'roe behema daka lomalim v'lomaridim. You're not allowed to kill a kusi. It says if they fall down a pit, you don't bring them up. You can't bring them to life. But Loma read them, you can't push them down. So we couldn't teach with regards to Shvichas Damim, it's mutter to kill them, because you're not allowed to kill them. So therefore, have to teach by Shvichas Damim, Chayiv and your potter for killing them, but you're not allowed to kill them. As opposed to the previous case of Gzela, mutter and aser were terms that were allowed to use. So therefore, that's why it mixed and matched the different languages of mutter v'aser versus Chayiv and pater. But in the end of the day, there is a chiyuv misa for any of the sheva mitzvos b'nei noach. There's interesting machlokas here in the Rishonim whether or not the iser of lahalos kusi from a boar, if he falls in the poor, you pick him up, whether or not that's an iser deraisa or that's an iser midirabanan. Okay, let's go weiter now. Gemara now says kiyotzi baba gezel mahi. So the Gemara said had brisa that stealing, robbing, stealing yifas Torah, and kiyotzi b'davar and similar matters are under the issur of gzela. What's kiyotzi b'davar? What's a similar case of gzela? So Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov lo nitzcha ela lepoel bekerem. So if a poel bekerem, a worker who's working through the vineyard, he takes some of the grapes while he's working. That would be another example of gzela that Ben Noach has to be careful about. So the Gemara asks, Paul Bekerem Emas, when exactly is this worker taking from the grapes? E b'shas gemar melacha, if it's during when the gemar melacha, mainly when the work's been complete and the grapes are already ripe, so heterahu, that's in the first pasuk, that a poel is allowed to eat while on the job, he can eat from the food and the fruits that he's working with. So what's wrong with that? So e la b'shas gemar melacha, if it's not during shas melacha, it's after hours he goes into his employer's yard and starts taking the grapes, well that's gezel ma'aliyo, that's mamish gzela, what's the kayotzi b'davar? Ella Amara Papa Lo Nitzcha Ella Lepachos Mishava Pruta. We're talking about a situation where he steals less than a Shava Pruta. That's the Isser. So he's not allowed to steal Shava Pachos Mishava Pruta. So the Gemara says, Yihachi, if that's the case, Kusi Bisrael Aser Habar Mechilahu. What if a non-Jew steals from us less than a pruta? Let's assume a pruta is 2 pennies. Rav Shachter always says a pruta is like a penny or 2 pennies. Let's assume it's 2 pennies. So a guy steals a penny from me, so I don't care that the guy steals a penny from me. I'm mochelim. So if it's dealing with a shav pachas mishav pruta, so who cares if a kusi steals from me? It shouldn't be iser. It's mamish amochel v'davar. There's no iser if a kusi steals a pachas mishav pruta from me. So the Gemara says you're right. But nihi de baser dehachi machelay tsara b'shaita mi leslay. Granted, in the end, I'm like, I don't care. The guy stole a penny from me. But b'shas ma'isi, he stuck his hand in my pocket and took out a penny? That's tsar. That itself was causing me pain, and that will be an iser. So yes, there's an iser when he steals pachas mishav pruta, and in the end, I'm mochim, so there's nothing for him to return back to me, but there still is an iser of a pachas mishav pruta. Gemara says, kusi b'kusi kiyotzi behen, kevan dila b'nei mechila ninu, Gezem Aliyahi. But wait a second. Now, kusi you steal from another kusi. So, another kusi, a non-Jew, is not mochel on pachas mishav pruta. He actually cares about every single penny that he has. So, when a kusi steals from him, that's not a kiyotzi b'hen, that's a mamish gzela. Stealing a penny from another guy, he's not going to ever be mochel. So, that's mamish gzela. That's not a kiyotzi b'davar. So, we're going back to square one. What's an example of a kiyotzi bo of a gzela? So finally, the Gemara tells us, Ella, Amr of Acha Bredi of Ika, Lo Nitzcha, Ella, Lichovesh Sachir, Schar Sachir, that when you hold back wages from someone, from a worker, an employee. So, Kusi, Bekusi, Bekusi, Beisrael, Aser. A Kusi to hold back wages from a non Jew or a Jew is going to be an Isser of Gzela, an extension of Gzela. Yisrael, Bekusi, Mutter, but Yisrael, who holds back wages from a non Jew, that would be Mutter. Fine. Gemara now wants to know, kiyotzi b'yifas Torah mahi, what's an example? And when he said kiyotzi bo earlier, it was saying that's also, there are similar things to yifas Torah that's going to be an extension of this. So what's an example of that? There's a Rashi here for a second I wanted to look at. Where did Rashi go? So if you backtrack just for a moment to Rashi 4 wide lines down and what kiyotzi b'hen on Eishas yifas Torah is. Rashi 4 wide lines down, it says, Allah HaGezel, Kachu Mitzvah B'nei Noach, Gana V'Gazel, V'chein Yifas Toar, Tavi Nami Gazlan, Shagolzen Es Ishto B'Melchama. You stole the non-Jew's wife. There's an Isser of Gzela here. But according to the Ran, he said, this is not an Isser of Gzela, this is actually an Isser of Eishes Ish. Yeah, granted, she's married to a non-Jew. We saw a Tosis a few days ago, but there might be some Eishes Ish even stealing a non-Jewish wife. So Ran thinks it's not an Isser of Gzela stealing Yifas Torah, it's an Isser of Eishes Ish. If a non-Jew takes that away. If a non-Jew takes another wife away from someone else, it's also an Isser of Eishes Ish. There's a discussion whether it comes to a Jew with another Eishesh, a Jewish Eishesh. There's a Shaila, I believe, I think it's a Gra that talks about this, whether in addition to violating Erva of a Eishesh, is it also a violation of Gzela, of stealing it away. The Pasuk in Parshat Nasa used the Lashon of Mal, Lashon of Sota, Me'ila, is the Lashon of stealing the Dever Hektesh. So based on that, there is a Chuvas Maharit, maybe, who talks about, it's a terrible topic to talk about, but really taking someone else's wife with permission, if there's permission from the husband to do such a thing, he's mochel b'davar, let's say, so in light of that, so there might not be an iser, because if it's gzela, if he's mochel b'davar, so there wouldn't be a violation of gzela. If it's about eshizesh, about erva, so the mechil wouldn't make a difference. So this is a sign that plays a role in this discussion, whether Yifas Torah is an iser gzela, or Yifas Torah would be an iser of eshizesh.
This isn't the classic Yifas Torah.
Now, I think this is talking about when a kusi takes a, it could be actually, you're right, he's talking about in the case of gzela from war, but we know a Jew is allowed to take a fast Torah as long as he follows the different order. So this is talking about a kusi taking someone else's wife during milchama. That's the conversation here. So the Gemara now says again, the last 5 lines of the Amud here, kiyotzi b'yefas toar, mahi, what's another extension of yefas toar? Gemara says, Ki Asir Rav Dimi Amar Rabbi Elazar Amar Bichanina Ben Noach Sheyichad Shivcha La'Avdo Ubala Neragaleha. If a Ben Noach had given his Shivcha, rather he had given his Shivcha to his Eved, he owns an Eved, he gives a Shivcha to be with the Eved, And then afterwards he's bought on the Shivcha, so that Ben Noach will be killed for that as well. And Rashi says on the bottom here, it's Mishum Gezel, and it's not a violation of Bulas Baal, the Ishis, because there is no Ishis when it comes to an Eved and a Shivcha. As Rashi says, it's simply Znus Baalma Kichamoro Ubehemto. It's like two animals, if you will. So there's no violation of Ishis Ish, but there is only a violation of Gezela. So the Gemara says now, Kiyotzi Bo Bishvichas Damim Lotanya. Why doesn't it give an example? It says when Shvichas Damim, it says Kusi Bakusi Aser, Kusi Bisrael Aser, Yisrael Bakusi's Mutter, or rather Pater, I should say. So why doesn't the Brisa say Kiyotzi Bada? There's another example of Shvichas Damim, an extension of Shvichas Damim. And Amar said, it doesn't say that. It's time. The Gemara says, Amar Bai says, I Mishkachas Detani, if you do find such a Brisa, that uses the term that there's a Kiyotzi Bo of a Shvichas Damim, that there's an extended case of Shvichas Damim, I'll tell you, this is the following case that could possibly be an extension of Shvichas Damim. What is that? Rabbi Yonis and Ben Shaul, he... The Tanya, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, later on we're going to see in Perek Ben Torah Mora, this case elaborated on, Rabbi Yonis and Ben Shaul, Omer Rodev Acher Chaveira Lahargo. A guy is chasing another guy, Reuven's chasing Shimon to kill Shimon. And Shimon could defend himself by just knocking out his limb, one of his legs, taking out a leg, and he'll save Reuven's life. Even though Reuven's chasing him, self-defense, you should protect yourself by just not killing him, just taking out a leg. But he doesn't. Shmuel's able to. He's very accurate, and he's capable of just knocking Reuven out without killing him, but he doesn't. Neragalov, he gets killed. So that would be considered a murder, even though Shimon's defending himself. But he could have defended himself by shooting him in the kneecap, and didn't, shot him in the face. So that's an extension of Shvichas Damim, if you ever find such a brisa that says there's a kiyotzi bo, there's a similar case to Shvichas Damim. But we don't find such a brisa anyways. Gemara says on the top of Amnei Beis here, Ashka Rab Yaakov Bar Acha Dehava Ksiv B'Sefer Agata DeBei Rav. He was writing in the Sefer of Agata of Bei Rav the following. Ben Noach Nerag B'Dayin Echad Abeid Echad Shlo Ba'asura B'Pi Ish Shlo M'Pi Isha. That Ben Noach's killed with one Dayin, with one aid, no warning. He could only from a man though, not from a woman. And Afilu Karova, even a relative, is allowed to be a Dayin and an aid. And Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amru Af Al Ha'Ubrim, even on an Uber, they're going to be killed for killing a fetus. Minani Mila, how do you know that's the case? Amr of Yehuda, Damar Kra, Achas Damchem L'Nafsho Seichem Edrosh, and the dam they're going to seek out. Afilu B'Dayin Echad, even from one Dayin, even Edrosh is a Lashon Yachid, even a Dayin Echad could kill them, could give them a Gemar Din. Miyad Kochaya, Afilu Shlo Basar, Miyad, right away, you kill them without any pause, not any Hasra. And Adreshenu, Umiyad ha'adam, afilu be'eidachad. Even one adam, even one eidachad will be good eidus. Miyad ish, the Pasuk says, and we learn below miyad ish, not a woman. Achiv, the Pasuk says, afilu karo, even a relative. So based on this Pasuk here, we're learning all these different drashas that Ben Noach has the halacha is very different than a yid. And Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amru af al ha'ubrim, my time. What's his reason for killing an Uber? That Ben Noach that kills an Uber would be chayiv. The Rabbi Shmuel, the chsev shofech dam ha'adam be'adam damo yishvach. When the person spills the blood of a person that's inside another person, so damo yishvach, we should spill his blood. He gets killed. So eid ha'adam shu be'adam. Where is there ever a person inside another person? Obviously, the answer is havi omer zeh Uber should be me'imo. That's the fetus. Fine. There's a discussion in the postgame.
So we need a heter. Meaning another head. We'll
see it later on. In Ben Shomar discusses Uber regards to Yid. Exactly. Right. There's a big brisker rub about this. Yeah. So there's a discussion in the postgame. Is a Jewish doctor allowed to help a non-Jewish abortion based on this halacha? A non-Jew is not allowed to abort a child, a fetus. So is a Jew allowed to help out? Because for us, we are allowed to kill a non-Jew. So
without being a sakana.
Exactly. So without a regular case, let's assume.
Right.
So that's a discussion. So it gets involved in the conversation of lifnei iver, which would mean the lady could go to a different doctor just as well as they could go to me. So I'm allowed to. It's not lifnei iver. If not me, there'll be another doctor. If I'm the only doctor on the island though that could perform this abortion, so then there might be an isser of lifnei iver of giving a ben noach the opportunity of violating this isser of Ritzicha. That's the one part of the conversation. It's a little bit more complicated than that, but that's something to that comes out of the sugya here. Fine, the Gemara now says, Vayta Tanakama, Tana de Bei Menashe, the Tanakama of Bnei Menashe, Damar, who holds, Kol Misa Ha'amur L'Vnei Noach, Eino Ela Chenek. So the Misa that a Ben Noach gets is Chenek. V'shadi Lehai Ba'adam asay for the kra. So throw this word ba'adam to the end of the pasuk, v'darish bei hachi, and learn as follows: ba'adam damo yishafeich, ezu shvichas damim shel adam. What's the murder of a person? Meaning, how do you? What's the misa you give a ben Noach? Shehu begufo shel adam. It's a misa that applies to the person himself. Hami omer zechenek. It's something more internal, more of an internal type of misa, where there is no blood being poured. Based on this drasha, moving the words around is how we know that chenek is the source of the misa for Ben Noach, because there is no dam being spilled here. Gemara asks a question: Meisiv Rav Hamnuna, the isha lo mifkuda. Is it true that a woman's not commanded? What's the shaila here? And which point here? That she can't only mipi ish lo mipi isha. Is that really true? So the pasuk says, ki dativ l'man asher yitaves banav ves beso, the entire family. Acharav, the pasuk goes on to say, "Bishamu derech Hashem lasot tzedaka mishpat," to teach them how to do tzedaka and how to do mishpat. So you see that a beisa, the entire family, is included in mishpat, even the women. So Mosiv lahu mefarkla, he asks the question, he answers the question. Banav ledin beis letzedaka, the children, the boys, with regards to mishpat, but the women with regards to tzedaka. What's tzedakah mean here? So there's 2 days in the Yad Ramah. One opinion is referring to tzedakah of a pshara, of the ability to compromise. They can't give a psak din, but they can give a pshara. They can compromise in din. And the other opinion of the Yad Ramah is they could give tzedakah. So there is a big discussion in the Rishonim whether or not a Ben Noach is chayv in tzedakah. So this is one of the sources. The Gilyoni Ashas of Yosef Engel on the side here, not the side, on his sefer here, he writes that based on the Rokeach of that certain mitzvahs we say brachas, certain mitzvahs we don't say brachas. Anything that's a chok, we say a bracha, because only we are told to do a chok. Any mitzvah, halakas, neiros, whether it be Shabbos, there are always mitzvahs. Whenever there's a brichas mitzvah, it's going to be a chok. Anything that makes sense, that's a mishpat, that makes sense, there is no bracha. Kibud avim, he gives an example of tzedakah. Things that make sense, there is no bracha. So from the fact that he lists as one of the examples, things that make sense, it's tzedakah, it's understood in society to give tzedakah. He learned from the Rokeach as well that there's a mitzvah of tzedakah for Ben Noach. So Yad Ramah has one opinion here that tzedakah here means mamish tzedakah, and Ben Noach has to keep tzedakah. Keep going. Gemara says,
and it's not mentioned because you only mentioned those.
Say it again.
And it's not included because you only included those.
Exactly. It's not included because only mitzvah of those were included in the Shem mitzvahs, but not tzedakah, which is the mitzvah of say, right? So Amar Le Rav Zavia Saba Le Rav Papa Ema Ben Noach Shaharga. Lo terag miyad ish v'lo bar ish ben Noach bas Noach sheharga lo teharig. So maybe bas Noach shouldn't be killed because it says only basal litzdaka but not basal mishpa. The Gemara says no miyad ish v'lo miyad ish k'siv. No, it means that from the hands of a woman he can be killed, but if she's a murderer, so of course she has to be killed. So then the Gemara says Amar lehachi Amar of Yehuda. Shofech dam ha'adam mikol makom. Anyone who spills blood is going to be killed. Even if a woman kills. Ema bas noach shezinsa lo terig. Woman who's involved in erva shouldn't be killed. Dichsev al ken yazov ish v'lo isha. It only says a man, but doesn't have a reference to a woman in keeping a rayos. So amar lehachi amar of Yehuda. The pasuk goes on to say, though, "Va'yu l'basecha," the man and woman should be one with flesh, which means "hadar avinu kra," that they mix them together, that they're both subject to the isurim of gilui arayus. Gemara says, "Vayter." I know it's getting late. Well, Tana Rabbanan ish matam lomar ish ish. The rabbi says a kusim that even kusim are subject to shemuz harin al harayus ki Yisrael. They also have to keep gilui arayus like a yid. V'hami halcha nafka to learn from here. Mihasam nafka to learn from elsewhere. Leymor, we learned it earlier in the yesterday's daf. Leymor tells us zu gilei rayos. The Gemara says no. Hasam barayos didhu halcha barayos didon. There was regard to gilei rayos, their own gilei rayos. Here, the pasuk of Ishi is coming to include them even in our rayos. They have to keep the same halachas. The Gemara says, where is that Rashi there? Right, barayos didon is Ashes ish. And even that of Ashes Ish of Yisrael, they have to keep that halacha as well. So the Gemara says, Dikatani, Sefer, the Sefer says, Ba'al Arayos Yisrael Nidon B'din Yisrael. If they are involved in Arayos of Yisrael, they get killed whatever punishment we give, they don't get their Stam Chenek. L'may Hilch, so what's the example here? Amrav Nachman, Amrav Abba, Baravua, Lo Nitzcha, Ela Le'edav Edim V'asra. that they actually have a better judgment. They only get killed if there's an Eda, not one Dayan. They need a whole 23 Dayanim. They need Hasra, they need Edim. So the Gemara says, that doesn't make any sense. Migra Gara, because they're going to be bought on an Ish Yisrael, they're going to have a better judgment, meaning less chance of them being killed. That doesn't make any sense. Ela Amar Rabbi Yochanan lo nitzcha ela la nara marasa. Dilididhu leslu didayinin an lehu bedina bedan. So when it comes to Na'am Marasa, which they don't have such a concept of Na'am Marasa, so then they come over to our court system and they're judged in our court system. About Eish Ish, Bedina Didu, Dainin Alei. But Eish Ish, which they themselves acknowledge, then they'd be judged in a non-Jewish court system. V'hatana, but doesn't the Braisa say, Ba'al Na'am Marasa, Nidon Beskila, Al Eish Ish, Nidon Bechenek. V'i Bedina Didu, Sayafu. So wait a second, if it comes to Eish Ish, they should be getting Saif, not Chenek. So the Gemara says, Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, my Eish Ish, Dikatani, Kigon Shenichnes Alechupa Velo Nivela, Dilidhu, Leslu, Daininalu, Bidinan Dinan, but again, Dilidhu, Leslu, Daininale, Bidinan Dinan, and Eish Ish, a woman who got married under the Chupa, but there's no Bia yet, so in the world of the secular world, there is no, that's not marriage yet, so they're not married yet. Only in our world do we acknowledge there being a chuppah, so then would there be an isser. So that's why in Eish Ish, Shenichnes al chuppah, lo nivala, they're going to be judged with Saif, like Bezdin Didan, our Bezdin. The Tana Rabbi Chanina, Bulas Baal, Yeshlan, Nichnes al chuppah, lo nivala, ein lehem. They only hold of Bulas Baal, if there's actual Bia, will that create Ishus, but if there's only chuppah, there will not be any Ishus. Let's stop here maybe, and we'll pick up tomorrow from this point. Everyone have a wonderful day.